The stars are right, and that means it's time for another episode of The Whisper in Darkness. I'm your host, The Man from Lang. Thank you very much for joining me today. On this episode, we are reviewing the Seeker cards in Return to the Circle Undone. There are spoilers throughout if you care about that sort of thing. If you enjoy what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Just a quick reminder of how we rate cards here on The Whisper in Darkness. The best of the best get an Elder Sign, while the worst of the worst get an Auto Fail. And the cards in between receive a +1, +0, or Elder Thing, respectively. Before we get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel for their tremendous support. The Arkham Horror LCG community is amazing, and these people have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these card reviews. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Without further ado, let's get started. The first Seeker card in the box is The World 21. It is a 3-cost asset that costs 3 experience points. Tarot card trait, as a free triggered ability, if you have 8 or more cards in your hand, exhaust The World 21 to draw 1 card. And as a response, when the game begins, if The World 21 is in your opening hand, put it into play. It takes up a tarot card slot. So this seems like a boost for Seekers who are interested in pursuing a big hand strategy. There's been some support for that strategy of late, but I think the one time I tried to play it, there didn't seem to be enough payoff to really pursue it.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. There isn't really much payoff for that deck. I think aside from, what's that card, Soleno Fragments, that lets you like boost your willpower and your intellect when you have like 15 cards in your hand. But I think aside from that, you're not really doing much other than just hoarding a bunch of cards in your hand, and this card is just another card to draw cards while you already have a bunch of cards in your hand. I think this was the least exciting tarot card in the box, which is sort of surprising to me given that it's a Seeker card.
Yeah, I agree. I was expecting something broken for the Seekers, and this one definitely kind of landed with a thud for me. And I mean, if you're playing that big hand deck, I mean, Seekers have so many ways to draw cards in the card pool already. I don't know, is it worth the 3 experience points to draw an additional card? I guess the one nice thing about this card is that the draw is a free triggered ability, so you can use it during any player window to draw an additional card. Harvey gets a second card if he does it during his turn, which is good, but I'm not entirely certain, given Harvey's weakness, that he wants to be hoarding a ton of cards in his hand. How would you rate this one? Pretty straight up, if you've got a bunch of cards, draw more cards type of card.
Yeah, I'm not the type of player to hoard cards in my hand. I tend to like to play them, so this card, like you said, lands with a big thud for me too. I think I'm gonna give it an Elder Thing. It's just not very exciting, and I think for 3 experience you're kind of asking a lot for it.
Yeah, I think this to me is the least interesting of the tarot cards released, and unless you're really leveraging the tarot card slot, I don't know, maybe play 2 of this and draw a bunch of cards. But again, you know, it's just like, having played around with that big hand style of deck, there just isn't much reason to do it. And you know, Soleno Fragments is one. I think there's a couple of those events that you can discover clues, and their price depends on how many cards you have in your hand. The name escapes me. There's the Forbidden Tome. You can play a big hand deck and try to get that to work. I tried that once, and it was so slow in solo that it just really didn't make much sense to try to get it set up. So I think I have to give this one an Elder Thing as well. If you're playing that kind of deck, maybe this helps you maintain that big hand, but man, 3 experience points is a lot for something like that.
Mm-hmm. It's like comparing this to Dream Enhancing Serum. I think Dream Enhancing Serum is miles away from this card.
Oh yeah, Dream Enhancing Serum is very, very powerful, and I think it it does a lot more to enable the big hand strategy than just about any other card that has been released for that particular strategy. So given the choice between running Dream Enhancing Serum and this, I mean, Dream Enhancing Serum is going to win every time because it can just boost your hand size that much higher and you get to draw cards off it. So it's, you know, the best of both worlds. The second Seeker card in the box is Occult Lexicon level 3. It has it's an asset that costs 2 resources, has 2 intellect skill icons, item, tome, and occult trait, limit 1 per deck. As a response, when you play a copy of Bloodrite, either change each 2 on it to a 3 or shuffle it into your deck instead of discarding it. Forced effect: after Occult Lexicon enters play, search your bonded cards for 3 copies of Bloodrite, add 1 to your hand, and shuffle the other 2 into your deck, and it takes up a hand slot. I have played a lot of the Occult Lexicon since it was released. Love Bloodrite. It is a great way for Seekers to dish out some damage, to both draw cards and dish out some damage or generate resources if necessary, although I think I've rarely used it for that particular ability. Not sure whether I would be willing to upgrade to draw 3 cards and then discard up to 3 cards to and then spend 3 resources to deal 3 damage. I often find spending the 2 resources to deal 2 damage can sometimes be tough.
Yeah, unlike Hollowed Mirror level 3, where the upgrade is just a straight upgrade, this one comes at a cost where you have to discard cards or spend resources, and that is much different. And I think at 3 experience, you're really, that's tough, you know, like, at 3 experience, you could buy other things that help you deal with enemies and keep your level 0 Occult Lexicon in your deck and still get 2/3 of the effect without having to invest any experience into it. So, yeah, I'm right there with you. I don't think I would want to spend 3 experience on this.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn because I know there's, you know, as a campaign wears on, the enemies tend to get a little bit tougher. And, you know, 3 health seems to be the new 2. You know, you used to be able to get away dealing 2 damage would kill most enemies, and now it seems to be 3. So, and Seekers have so few ways of, you know, they fire off their Bloodrite and don't often have very much to follow it up with. So if you can kill something with 3, you're probably better off than dealing 2 and leaving it with 1 health, because dealing that 1 extra damage is going to probably be too difficult for you. So I could see myself, depending on the scenarios that I'm playing, picking this up just to be able to deal with some of those enemies. But for the most part, 2 damage is often enough. And so I don't think I would want the added cost.
Yeah, and in multiplayer, as the Seeker, you're generally not the dedicated monster hunter, so it's not like you need the extra point of damage a lot of the time. It's more there for supplementary purposes to kind of just get an enemy or 2 every once in a while during a campaign. So, you know, I think Seekers are going to be spending their experience trying to get more clues than they are trying to manage an extra point of damage. So
yeah, how would you rate this one?
I think for me, this is another Elder thing. I, unlike you, don't really find myself playing the Occult Lexicon in a lot of my Seeker decks. I tend to use my hand slots for things like Magnifying Glass and Hawkeye Folding Camera, so I don't really have the slots for it in my decks a lot of the time anyway, so I don't think I would be upgrading it even if I was playing it. And the upgrade comes with its own stipulations, so I think it's just something I'm gonna leave in my binder a lot of the time.
Yeah, I really do like the level 0 Occult Lexicon for solo investigators that can take it. Having those 3 copies of Bloodrite circulating in your deck can go a long way to dealing with enemies. I don't think I'm quite prepared to go as low as an elder son or an elder thing. I think I'm going to stick at zero. I think depending on the campaign that you're playing and the enemies that you expect to face, if the enemy health totals rise a little bit, so they're averaging three, then I would probably prefer to have this sticking around, but I would be looking at other upgrades before this one if I knew that I had the enemies handled that I was expecting to face. Because I think in some cases, I know for some reason before the Black Throne comes to mind, the enemies in that scenario were either really weak or just way too tough for a C for this to handle. So even three damage is not going to be enough in that particular scenario. So there would be no point in upgrading. That's going to do it for a look at the Seeker cards in Return to the Circle Undone. Seekers don't walk away with the grand prize this time. They get a couple of cards that aren't overly exciting. The world being more seems to be more intended for those big hand style of decks, while Occult Lexicon adding a little bit of extra damage to Bloodrite, or giving you the option to keep circulating them in your deck. Any final thoughts, Nate?
You know, honestly, I think if they kind of had this intention of making Seeker cards, like their upgrades, less powerful overall, that might not be a bad idea because their level zero cards are so good that maybe your like design philosophy is that you sort of have them start off really strong and then peter off as their upgrades go up. But that's just my tinfoil hat theory. Overall. Yeah, I think the Seekers for once kind of have a disappointing pack because I think all of Innsmouth we kind of talked about how they were always getting away with the lion's share, and this time they walk away with scraps.
I'm a fan of Occult Lexicon, so I would definitely look at that one. But having played the big hand style of deck and hoarding cards in my hand, I think there are plenty of ways to do that right now without purchasing a tarot card on top of that for another three experience points. So I would probably give that one a pass. That's going to do it for this episode. If you enjoyed what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. If you need to contact me, I can be reached at manfromlang@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter at manfromlang. Until the stars are right, keep your shotgun close and your elder sign closer. Take care out there, and happy investigating.